Hey, you have a minute? Well, hello, everyone. I don't know how your day is going, but this is Alex over here at the Kinder Spirits Podcast. Gotta change that. Gotta turn my headphones up a little bit. Sorry about that, everybody. Yeah, I know. How unprofessional. Jeez, oh, Pete. Okay, so I wanted to first and foremost say thanks. I had some people reach out to me because I had mentioned that I was going on that quick little trip over the weekend. And one of the fun things that happened is that I actually did not drive. I didn't do much of anything, and it was spectacular. So to the few people who were sending me relaxation podcasts to listen to in the car ride, because I have to start to let go of control of driving all the time, thank you. I appreciate that very much. Also, I would like to take a second to everybody who actually listened to last week's episode. It was one of the highest listened podcast episodes that I had, and I'm not sure how, but thank you. You guys are kind of just totally rad, and I very much care about you all. I love you all so much. It's outrageous. Okay, so I wanted to follow up while I'm riding this high, if you will. I am on cloud 19, and I wanted to take a second to talk about actually something that sounds kind of odd, but I want to talk about your best friend. Yeah, I want to talk about your best friend a little bit. All right, and this is something that might get a little personal. So if you don't feel comfortable talking about your best friend, I love talking about my best friend, right? And here's the thing. You know, sometimes they get a little bit on my nerves. Sometimes they get a little bit, you know, just they drive me nuts, drive me crazy. And sometimes they're just the most, they just have that one thing that I need to hear. And I want to talk about this today because honestly, I think it's something we all need to kind of keep in mind. Okay? When you're out there and you're hanging out with your best friend, you're talking to them about whatever it is that might, you know, be talking about, whether it's a game, a movie, sports, that thing, spilling the tea, as the youths say. I just made somebody cringe by saying that. You're welcome. Here's the thing, right? When you're, or you might not even be talking. You might just be sitting on a bench or in a room or somewhere, right? Doing nothing. You might just be like, hey, what are you doing? You want to hang out? Yeah, okay, cool. All right. That might be it. As simple as that. Okay? And here's where it gets important. All right? This is where the crux of all of this comes in. All right? If somebody came up in that moment and started pushing around your best friend, right? Just pushing them, just like poking them in the side, right? And maybe in the shoulder, just like, hey, hey, hey. And you could tell that your best friend wasn't, you know, a big fan of it. They're just like, hey, hey, hey. You'd probably be like, dude, stop. Hey, stop it. What are you doing? Can you stop it, please? Right? Or you'd get up and walk away, right? That's cool too. Here's the thing, and this is what I want to focus on right now, okay? If you would do that, you would definitely step in if maybe you saw that your best friend was running themselves ragged, right? Maybe they're not thinking clearly because for some reason they don't get enough sleep, or maybe they're you know, not, like I said last week, prioritizing themselves, right? If you saw that, you would sit back and you'd be like, hey, You would step up and you know, because remember, ultimately, this is about kindness, right? So we don't want to be a jerk about it, but you'd step in because you'd want to make sure that your friend, you know, knew that you cared. Now, here's the kicker to what I've been talking about for a couple minutes. Imagine that you were your best friend. Would you do the same? That's a little hard to think of, isn't it? I mean, if you were your best friend, would you stand up for yourself? I don't necessarily. It took me a while to be able to think about that. And I got to be honest with you, for a long time, the answer was no. No, I mean, this is something that I had to work through, but for the longest time, I'd sit back and I'd be like, no, and I've told you this, I am a defense, like, I will defend people like a puppy dog, right? Absolutely. I'm like, hey, no, we're not doing that. Remember, you're loved, and I love you, and I'm going to care about you. I'm going to stand up for you. That's what I'm going to do. Bow, wow, wow, yippee. Nope, that was a wrong way of saying that. Sorry. Woof, woof, right? Defensive puppy dog. Here's the kicker. I would not stand up for myself. I'd be like, dude, I'm gonna make sure that you're doing good, but I'm fine. Yeah. You want my time? Here, take my time. You want my energy? Here, take my energy. You want the only amount of time that I possibly can have and, you know, the only amount of time that I possibly can have and might even get a good night's sleep. You want that? Okay, here you go. Take it. I don't need it. I'm invincible. Sorry, I had to take a second because I just said I'm invincible, and I realize how completely idiotic it is to think like that, but I understand most people think that way because we push ourselves to exhaustion. It's funny when you think about how completely horrible we treat ourselves because we don't give ourselves the compassion that we give others. Did I just, I struck a nerve on someone. I know I did. That was not my intention, but I know I struck a nerve. And I am expecting several uncomfortable messages very soon because I know I just upset somebody by saying that. Yeah, and there are people, hey, granted, there are people who are out there who are, you know, obviously sitting back being like, Alex, what are you talking about? I'm very compassionate. Yes, you're not, you might not be the person I'm speaking to directly, but you might get something else out of this message, right? And again, one person's perspective, because this is what I've lived, right? And here's a kicker in this kind of standpoint. We might not treat ourselves with the same level of compassion that we treat others. But are we even treating ourselves like a human sometimes when we treat others way better than ourselves? I don't know if for a while I even treated myself with respect. I mean, my last semester of culinary school, I had, I think, 16 credits of classes or 18 credits. How many classes? Six classes. So 18 credits. I think that's right. I had 18 credits. So my Mondays were completely blocked out, with school for the labs. I had 18 credits and then I had, I think it was 3 jobs and an internship. I slept in my car most days. I remember I was not making money at my internship. I think I was not obviously making money in school. And I was working minimum wage, I think, for the rest of the jobs. So it was difficult, right? I doubled on most days. And I think I slept through one shift and I felt horrible about it because it was, I think, at a GameStop. I think I was working at GameStop at that point. And I slept through a shift. Anyway, here's why I say that. I don't know about many other people out there, but I'm speaking as a millennial in the United States, and I am not a wealthy person. I'll say that much. I'm rich in many other things: friendship, love, kindness, I'd like to believe, encouragement, and exhortation. But I'm, you know, I'm part of the culture where I have my career, and then I have my side hustle, and then I have another side hustle, and then I have my passion, right? And thankfully, you're getting to reap the benefits of the passion, right? I would like to say it's difficult because a lot of times we keep working. I don't know about you, but I have a very hard time relaxing. You might have heard that from the last one, the last episode, and if you didn't, it's you might hear similar topics. I have a very hard time relaxing. And I know it's kind of like beating a dead horse here, but I had to literally have somebody look at me and say, "Alex, treat yourself like your best friend. And when you treat yourself like that, allow yourself to accept that treatment." I felt like somebody was teaching me how to color inside the lines. I know it sounds crazy, but I feel like a lot of us out there who have a career and then a passion and then a hobby and then other responsibilities, or maybe you have a career and then you have a family that you have to raise, or maybe you have a career and then you have I know one friend of mine who has an animal with special needs, and that takes up a lot of time, and that's their family. I love it. I love it. And I understand that. I understand where your heart is, and I see it, and I respect it, and I want you to know you're not alone in that, because you are seen in that struggle, in that difficulty. But you got to treat yourself like you're your best friend. And I know that's very difficult to hear for some people, almost impossible for others. And you don't have to think that way. That's fine. Do what you do. If you want to keep going, if it's working for you, if you think you're never going to run out of anything in the tank, oh boy, go ahead, keep going. Yeah, I just took a drink because it was like that scene of Kermit sipping tea. You're not invincible. You're not. I don't care who you think you are. You're not Superman under a yellow sun with no kryptonite in the world. I can guarantee that. I would like to say this. If you start treating yourself instead of like a superhero who can do anything, and start treating yourself like a regular person with forgiveness and care and literally kindness, the whole point of this, you're going to be a lot better off. Oh, sorry about that. Guys, I'm still kind of recovering from that illness, so you're getting a couple of the coughs, and sorry. Anyway, I think one of the biggest things that I don't talk about as much is just how to be kind. So this episode, I really want to focus on kindness for yourself. And how can you do that? Well, great question. Who knows your brain better than you? That's right. The ads on Facebook. You know that they do. I don't know how they do it, but I feel like that they have one person that just works for them that's just like, okay, we are researching Christmas lights now. We are researching Christmas lights. Okay, yes. Change all ads to Christmas lights. No, okay, no, wait. We are now researching, is that a costume of a chicken? We are now researching costumes of chickens. Yes, okay. We are now looking, who makes the best salad? Okay, who makes the best salad? Okay, are there goat cheese, question mark? I don't know. This is now confusing and I'm hungry. It almost seems like sometimes Facebook just has the ads to know you. So What if you took the same attention in what you want? See, they have algorithms that can track your search history, and they have algorithms that can come up with exactly what they think they can sell you. But they don't know what it is you need. They know what it is they want you to believe you need. And I'm not going to get into how it's following you, but here's where I'd like to tie it back together. If they can guess of what they can have you buy, why can't you know what it is that you need? And maybe that is, every time I talk to my friends, I'm like, hey, what do you need? And I always get the same jokesters. They're like, $1 million, you know, it's an island in the sun. Yeah, okay. Get me that sports car I was talking about. Okay, that's great. Yeah, well, I know. Desires. Yeah, I got it. But what do you need? For me, I needed last weekend more than I will ever be able to understand. Jordan looked at me and she just said, I'm driving. I had one small moment of protest. I said, oh, hey, real talk. I'm good. I'm awake. I'm ready. Are you sure you want to drive? And she said, get in the passenger seat. And in that moment, I was like, okay, we've got some time in the car. We're going to a place with no service. And, you know, we've got the Harry Potter movies that we can just marathon. Let's do this. And I'm not going to lie, it was kind of odd, you know? It was kind of weird that I didn't surround myself with technology to try to stay busy. But I think the greatest part about it is that I was able to, you know, vocalize at some point in time that I needed a weekend away. She saw that and she ended up moving forward on that. Now, here's why I'm tying this together. Your best friend. Now, you know, we're not kids. You can have multiple best friends, you know. And I'd like to think that you should. Because, you know, having just one person, you kind of become, you know, dependent on them. And that's a lot of pressure. So here's what I'm going to say. You know, I'm not going to say be self-reliant all the time and only do this, but you do need to treat yourself like a best friend and rely on yourself a great deal. And that is not just in meeting needs, but that's also fulfilling emotional goals. After this weekend, I now know that I want to dedicate a couple hours each week to literally reading. Oh my gosh, I started rereading The Hobbit and I feel like a new man. I'm serious. I know it's so odd, but how J.R.R. Tolkien just completely describes the scene when, you know, when Bilbo actually starts meeting the dwarves themselves is indescribable. And the shine of Orcrist, the slicing of Glamdring. And if you don't know any of these, that's fine. I'm a nerd and I haven't said it in a couple episodes, but I'm saying it now. I now know I need to take time. I started actually reading the McElroy book. Everybody has a podcast but you. And actually, shockingly, I started reading it after this show. But one of the biggest things is I'm very passionate about this and connecting with you. And I want to make sure that it's not like last week where I'm recording, you know, very quickly to try to get it out. Although I feel like last week's episode really hit the nail on the head because maybe a little bit of that pressure and that procrastination, but that's neither here nor there. What I'd like to say is I want to start treating myself like my best friend and prioritizing what I need to, because now I know what happens and how great I feel when I feel like I'm meeting my own not physical needs of, you know, sleep and food, but like I felt like my emotional needs were met this past weekend by just disconnecting. It was spectacular. I hadn't done that in years. Like, even whenever I would go on short vacations, or, like, short vacations were, like, weekends, right? And I don't know if anybody ever had, like, a weekend where you don't work, but I haven't had many. But here's what I'll say is, whenever that happens, you got to take that time. And maybe you don't grind that weekend. Maybe you don't have your side hustle. Maybe you don't have, you know, your second job, right? And it doesn't mean you have to take all the time off, but just having those extra few moments. And I'm not saying if your life is, you know, you absolutely need these jobs to survive and keep your home and everything like that. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is, if you focus on yourself and treat yourself like a friend and actually approach yourself with kindness and forgiveness and understanding of a situation, you're going to be able to determine the outcome of your week just by your actions. And I know that sounds kind of like poppycock, right? Yes, I'm bringing back old-timey words. You're welcome. You might seem flabbergasted, but one of the biggest things that I can say is, if you're going to try to better your week, your outlook, your perspective, then you need to invest time for yourself. I miss my best friends that aren't in Tennessee. I miss them, and some of them are, you know, up in, obviously, Pittsburgh, where I'm from. Some of them are even south of me. I've got a few that, you know, one of my closest thing to family is in out near Atlanta. And here's the other thing. Some of them are very close. They're only like a, you know, couple miles down the road, but it's difficult because I spread myself so thin. I don't have time that I can go spend with them. And now some of them are parents. They have children, and it's very difficult to try to balance around that. Now, I know a lot of people, even when things change, will say you make time for the things that you want and the things you care about. And I don't think I can imagine a better reason to use that in a podcast than to say, if you make time for the things you care about, you better be making time for yourself. If I can do it, I know for a fact you can. And I'm a recovering workaholic. I'm a recovering workaholic, you know, clean for 4 hours. I'm joking. That was not funny because I don't want people to think I'm insensitive to people in recovery. In all honesty, though, no. I mean, as somebody who had literally worked themselves to the point of a heart attack, I understand that you can find that drive. But if you don't find the drive to celebrate yourself or relax just as hard, you're gonna burn out, and it's gonna be a gorgeous fireworks show. I'll tell you what, though, you won't see it if you don't take the time for it. But if you don't care about yourself, that's fine. It's not fine. It's not fine. It's not fine at all. You gotta care about yourself. That was whispering. I said, it's not fine. You have to care about yourself. Okay? You have to. Because that's what best friends do. If you were on the playground, you saw somebody get pushed, what would you do? If you were their best friend, you'd probably go over, you'd pick them up from the dirt. You might even go push the person that pushed them. I don't know. I don't judge you. Hey, man, that's fine. You do you. You might tell them that was really mean, or you might just go over and hug your friend. Choose the kind path, people. Kind path. Here's why I say that. You got to forgive yourself for wasting all that time thinking that you didn't deserve that same kindness that you give to others. And the moment you forgive yourself for that, it's going to make it a whole lot easier to actually want to spend time with yourself. So I think I've been getting my point across, but more importantly, can I just stop and say, maybe it's time you start treating yourself like your own best friend. Hey everybody, it's Alex, and I just wanted to say that we're going to be doing ads a little bit differently, so stick with me on this. I'm going to try to start shouting out in each ad break, which might go a couple episodes, so if you hear the same thing, that's kind of where it's coming from. But I'm going to make sure that we keep it interesting. So for this ad break group, I've got a band that I think is doing amazing things. One YouTube series that I think is just absolutely spectacular. And I even have another podcast that you might have heard me talk about, and hopefully I'll be able to get other podcasts on with their recorded spots. So as we move forward with this, just kind of keep an open eye, keep an open ear, and more importantly, be excited. Check out these other artists and other creators, and I think you're going to love them just as much. In the future, I will have artists, physical paint artists, sculptors, poets. I would love to get some motivational speakers. So if you do happen to have some motivational speakers or anybody like that, feel free to get them in touch with me. And also just to feel free, you know, have them listen to the show, see if it's what they would like associated with their brand. And I'm more than happy to connect. So we're going to do a couple things differently with these new episodes. With these new ad breaks. So stick around, hang out, and I'll speak to you here, right now. Are you looking for a rock and roll band that absolutely blazes the stage that they are on and might also inspire you to want to be a better musician? Well, I have a little bit of good news. Thankfully, one of the first groups that I'd like to talk about is none other than The Vindies. Now, if you haven't heard of this band, this is a band that I highly suggest you take a listen to, mainly because they are nothing short of amazing, and it's a matter of time before you actually do hear of them on a national stage. I'm going to read real quickly one of the posts that they actually have on their website, just to kind of give you an idea. So the Youngstown-based band includes 9 individuals, including the raw vocals of Jackie, who's the lead singer, with a voice that exudes confidence and sex appeal, her sound reminiscent of Amy Winehouse and Adele. Rounding out the band is John Anthony, harmony vocals, and obviously lead guitar, Ed Davis on drums and also harmony vocals, Matt Jackson on bass, and Rick Deek on guitar and harmony vocals as well. All are classically trained musicians who combine their skills, resulting in a depth of maturity in their music that is intricate but relatable. And I think that that goes back to one of the reasons why I like them, because elegance is in simplicity. That was something we had talked about a while back, but I don't want to move forward on that. I want to tell you a little bit more about this band. So when I had first heard of them, I actually went to college with the lead guitarist, John Anthony. And actually, to say it best, I think we should just bring John on.
Hi, this is John Anthony of The Vindies. We are a 9-piece rock group from Youngstown, Ohio. We just came out with a new album called Bugs, where you can find that on all streaming platforms. We are currently on tour, opening up for groups like Pat Benatar, Sheila E., and also Pittsburgh's favorite, Donny Iris. Check us out at thevindies.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, at The Vindies.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't been able to tell, the song from that title album is Bugs has been playing in the background, and I actually don't want to take any more time away from the song itself, because quite frankly, I'd like you to hear them. And remember, you can find more of their music at thevindys.com. That's V-I-N-D-Y-S. And also, you can hear them on Spotify, iTunes, and anywhere that you can stream music. Go out, catch a show. They're also going to be playing in October for the Women Who Rock Festival in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You don't want to miss that. So let's let them take us out on this little bit of a break. Feel free to check them out, and everybody, I'll speak to you shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Garrity's YouTube channel focuses primarily on health and wealth, and also whatever else he has going on. He and his wife, Jen, were inspired to start the page to share the story of how they paid off $97,000 of student loan debt in just 10 months. I've watched that video multiple times myself, and I can tell you it's worth just even watching that video. Also, in addition to sharing their, you know, personal story, tactics that have worked for them, and just philosophy about personal finance and tips for daily life, Jim has also covered subjects like avoiding pesticides in your food and the cleanest ways to drink or to get drunk, either one. And basically, this might be a myriad of different topics, but each of them are approached in a way that I find to be very, very well thought out, researched, and well practiced. I mean, he truly does take the time to go through how he came to find out. My gosh, I think one of them was, did he do margaritas or was it gin and tonics? Anyway, the one video where he actually discusses the best way to drink cleanly, it went into some almost scientific side of the details. So really, this is the pitch. I wanted to just pitch him very quickly for the YouTube series, and it says, follow Jim Garrity on YouTube and Instagram, and you'll know you found his page when you see the photo of him and his Black Lab Rocco. You can go ahead and check him out if you type in J-I-M, and then his last name is Garrity, and that's G-A-R-R-I-T-Y. And if you type in also, I think $97,000, that's a good one to type in. He also just has a video of him where he talks about different products and what the difference is that goes into an organic onion or a Vidalia, like just different where grocery stores are basically upcharging for very similar products. So feel free to check him out on YouTube for health and wealth kind of guidance or better ways. I like to say that his videos are living lean and eating clean. That's a good way to describe it. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and jump off to the next one. All right, everybody. I also wanted to just take a second and say that we have a little bit of movement and progress in the Kinder Spirits podcast family. I might actually be working on a website, which means that if I do that, there might be a change to the handles and the Instagram, Twitter, all that. Please stick with me. I promise it's going to work out for the best for everybody. But at the same point in time, I just want to make sure that we're all moving forward in this process. So if you do have any confusion, anything like that, feel free to reach out to me. As always, kinderspiritspodcast@gmail.com. Kinder Spirits, at Kinder Spirits Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and at Kinder_Spirits on Twitter. Feel free to reach out. I love hearing from you all. I'm talking to a few people about getting their Momo shoutouts on to this ad break, and we don't have any for this week, but we probably will in the future, and they're going to go right after this spot. But if you are interested, also don't forget, I'm working on some merch, which is kind of fun. You'll be able to find out more of that whenever we get the website up and running. So if there are any questions, you have anything that doesn't make sense or anything that you might think you might be able to help with, I mean, I'm always open to hear and to, you know, assist how I can. So ladies and gents, have fun, and let's get back to the show. I know tomorrow I'll still be gone, but every wish begs that it won't be long. Bum, 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 bada, bum. One of these days, I'm going to stop doing that bass line. It's just so much fun. Anyway, so ladies and gents, you might have heard I just said something about coming over to the Momos. That was actually the last ad break we are going to have for that that grouping of ads. So be sure that just because we don't have them on doesn't mean you still can't check out the Vindies, and you still can't check out Jim Garrity's podcast or Jim Garrity's YouTube series. I like to call it, was it Living Lean and Eating Clean? But that's just me. He hasn't really taken that one quite yet. TM, by the way, trademarked on that one. I don't know if anybody has, but if not, trademark. Anyway, so I have a couple momos. It's not going to be anything too crazy, I assure you. But one of the biggest things is I really just want to take a moment to say thank you to the people who send me random momos. And I say random momos because I had a very distinct, unique, couple weeks over the past couple weeks. Some of them were just spending time with people I didn't think I was going to get to spend time with. Honestly, I know that sounds kind of odd, but it's really weird whenever stars line up and you get to actually hang out with a friend that I got to make a new friend, which is weird. I'm 30, what, two? I think 32. Yeah. My 30, yeah, wow, geez, oh, Pete's. Okay, sorry, 90s kids are over here sitting, having mental crises. Yeah, we're there, ladies and gents. Anyway, so the thing is, I had a couple friends who I got to actually spend time with, and it's not often that I get to. So to be in a situation like that, it kind of made me feel joy. And that was, I got to spend time with this one friend. We actually hung out, just kind of connected. Obviously, we were socially distanced as best as possible. And we went to see kind of a music act here in Nashville. It was very interesting to watch. It was my first time seeing a music act in, I think, since pre-lockdown status. And please don't, at me saying I'm a terrible person for going out. I've used caution. We've still been using caution. And I say all of that to say this. When you're, I was able to sit down and we talked, we were laughing, we were joking, we were talking about the way that they played their instruments. We were talking about the other people that were playing, and he even had a friend that was able to join the act at the end for the last song, and it was just so cool to be there and to really just hang out. And I didn't get to spend much time with him, outside of that moment up to then. But it was just one of those things where I got to see how I treat a friend. And it kind of made me realize that I really need to treat myself like a friend a little bit better. Going back onto what we were talking about earlier. My moment of mass optimism is that by starting a new friendship process with someone, I really get to see myself and show how much I give to my friendships. And I want to say thank you to everybody who has been helping me realize that. And that's a big moment of mass optimism. But also, I was sent two other momos. Oh boy. I don't know if you're ready. I don't know if you're ready. So, I had mentioned a friend on the show a couple months ago. Her name is Steph. She's a friend of mine from up in Pittsburgh. And this one came out of nowhere. It was, I want to say, the first day of October. So I think that was Friday. Oh, geez. I don't know. A couple days ago. And it was later in the, it might have been in the morning, I believe. And here's what it said. It's October 1st. I have done my homework. My happy places include a quiet place to write, watching airplanes as they pass by, an organization, generally speaking. I'm borderline OCD, but when something's out of place and I return it to its home, I feel at peace. And she looked at me and said something along those lines. And she had stated she was very excited because she's able to find those moments. Just find the little happy places in the week. Now, I'm not saying y'all have to do your homework. You have to make a list of how you're going to look out for yourself. If you need it, go for it. Trust me, I'm making lists all the time. But her momo is that she's able to find those regularly. And especially, it's the first you know, beginning of a new month, a new season. Fall is here, ladies and gents. Not in Middle Tennessee because it's still 90 degrees outside, but I'm not complaining. I'm very happy and thankful. I love this weather. My northern body, who is, you know, very, very welcoming of cold weather, is loving 90 degrees. Yes, I am. Sarcasm, ladies and gents. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to accept the fact that I live in the South. And that's not like in a derogatory way. It's really just the fact that I was not born to live in 90 degree weather. Oof. Okay. The fact is that she's able to find those momos. And I think the fact that she found them, made that list, and also figured out how she can set herself up to win by being organized and putting herself in a place where she can just write. Or, as simple as it is, just watching airplanes. That's amazing. Steph, keep doing that. Keep finding that Momo. Please. It's not often we have people who enjoy those little things. You remember episode 2 or episode 3? It's all about the little things. And if you treat yourself like a best friend, you're going to start noticing all the little things you do for yourself. So, Steph, keep doing it. You're doing great. And I'm very proud of you. I will say that homework came in perfectly timed because it reminded me I needed to do some homework as well. And the third and final Momo for this week, and I know we normally only have like one. What is this? Who am I? I don't know. The last Momo for this week is I got to celebrate in a very private, intimate, one-on-one Q&A session the one-year anniversary for Hey Rockstar. Friend of the show, mentor to me, very, very, very dear confidant and possibly consigliere, Mr. Josefat Emiliano. He has become someone that I find myself going to for the harder questions. And I'm very thankful to have him as a sounding board in both just general lives, being a best friend, being someone that I know I can go to, but more importantly, being someone that I know I have the ability to be myself with. And he'll call me out on it, man. There was one point in time where he broke my heart, but he gave me wisdom that I needed to hear in that season. And I think that honestly, when you get to that level, it's very opportune to find someone that you can be that vulnerable with. And I got to celebrate with him talking about a couple of our, I had a 4-minute question. I'm still so embarrassed about it, but I got to talk about some of the things that got us to where we were. And one of the biggest points that he made is that he was so excited about implementing one particular lesson into this next year. And I'm not going to tell you what it is. You can go out and you can find it on the Hey Rockstar podcast and web YouTube series, Facebook as well. But I'd like to just say, my Momo coming off of that was dedication and be there for yourself. Be proud. Be confident. Be someone you're proud to hang out with. And more importantly, I think one of my favorite parts was that I got to really see what happens when you just keep showing up and keep spending time dedicating to those around you. And he's been such an influence. I don't even need to get into it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to stop right now because one of the biggest things that we do here is end on that moment of mass optimism, that Momo. And Josefat has done nothing short of keeping this show going with his optimism, his outlook, and his momentum with pouring into this show. So I'd like to just give that shout out where it's due. Thank you so much for letting me be there, brother. I love you so much, and I'm so thankful for you. You truly are the definition of a good man. And to not only Josefat, but to Steph, to a few other people who made last week's episode, this week's episode, incredibly possible. To all the sponsors for the past month, I want to say thank you so much. But more importantly, to everybody else who keeps listening, sharing, commenting, tweeting, messaging, texting, carrier pigeon, please stop that one. My car is filthy. Ladies and gentlemen, I would just like to take a moment, and I really just want to say thanks. And I hope to hear from you soon. So until next week, this is Alex, and I just wanted to say, stay happy, stay humble, and stay kind. And thanks for listening to Kinder Spirits. My dreams will be